The next day, Lancelot returned to Camelot with the young knight. King Arthur, Queen Guinevere, and the knights of the Round Table were happy to meet Galahad. When Sir Galahad sat down at the Round Table, his name appeared on the table.
No one was able to do it. On New Year's Day, the sword was still in the stone. Arthur was there with Sir Ector. Arthur pulled the sword out of the stone without difficulty. This was the scene from God. All the noblemen were surprised. The magician Merlin brought you to us when you were born. I raised you like a son, and I love you. Now you are a king. God wants you to live.
Each nobleman tried to pull the sword out of this stone. No one was able to do it. On New Year's Day, the sword was still in the stone. Arthur was there with Sir Ector. Arthur pulled the sword out of the stone without difficulty. This was the scene from God. All the noblemen were surprised. He was the new king of Britain. Sir Ector said, "Arthur, you are now the king of Britain." Arthur said, "Father, I don't want to be here." Sir Ector said,
493, Arthur Pendragon became king of Britain. He had a counselor named Ben Merlin. Merlin was also a magician. When King Arthur's son Arthur was born, Merlin said, "Your son must grow up away from the court. It is safer." Merlin gave the baby son to Sir Ector and his wife. They raised him well. When King Arthur died in 509, Britain had no king. The country had many problems. Who pulls the sword out of this stone is the true king of Britain.
Arthur got away with Merlin and said, "I brought my sword during the fight with Sir Perrin. I am king because of that sword. I must have another sword." "Come with me then," said Merlin. Arthur followed Merlin to a lake of clear water. In the middle of the lake, Arthur saw an arm. The arm was holding a sword in a beautiful sky. "Look," said Merlin. "That is the sword, and this is the Lady of the Lake. Ask her kindly, and the sword is yours." Arthur saw a beautiful lady.
493, Uther Pendragon became king of Britain. He had a counselor named Merlin. Merlin was also a magician. When King Arthur, when King Uther's son Arthur was born, Merlin said, "Your son must grow up away from the court. It is safer." Merlin gave the baby son to Sir Ector and his wife. They raised him well. When King Uther died in 519, Britain had no king. The country had many problems. Merlin went to the archive shop of Canterbury and said, "Britain must have a king."
Begin, please.
Commence. One of the knights of the Round Table was Lancelot. He came from France. Lancelot was very kind. ¿Qué te ríes, tonto?
Begin again.
Things to the poor. Lancelot served his king and queen well. One day, strange guild came to the great hall. ¿Cómo has dicho hall?
Hall.
Perdón. Me puse nervioso con el fallo de una. Te juro. Great hall of the castle. She said to Sir Lancelot, "Come with me. It's very important. I cannot tell you more. Please follow me." Sir Lancelot followed the girl to the forest. They stopped at a church. Lancelot entered the church. He saw 12 nuns. One nun said, "Sir Lancelot, we bring you this young man. He is loyal and courageous. Please make him a knight." The young man looked honest. Lancelot agreed to make him a knight. However, Lancelot did not recognize
the sword out of the stone. No one was able to do it. One New Year's Day, the sword was still in the stone. Arthur was there with Sir Ector. Arthur pulled the sword out of the stone without difficulty. This was the sign from God. All the noblemen were surprised. He was the new king of Britain. Sir Ector said, "Arthur, you are now of the king of Britain." Arthur said, "Father, I don't want to leave you." Sir Ector said, "I'm not your real father. I don't know who you are. The magician Merlin brought you to us when you were born. I raised you like a stone, and I love you. Now you are a king. God wants you to live, Britain. You must go and do your duty." Merlin said to the nobleman, "This is King Uther, son, and he is our new king." Young Arthur first became a knight. Then he became king of Britain.
The knight of the Round Table was Lancelot. He came from France. Lancelot was very keen and generous. He often gave his team to the poor. Lancelot served his king and queen well. One day, a strange hill came to the real hall of the castle. She said to Sir Lancelot, "Come with me, it's very important. I cannot tell you more. Please follow me." Sir Lancelot followed the hill of the forest. They stood at the chapel. Lancelot entered to chapel the tavern house only.
The knights were sitting at the round table. They were celebrating a religious holiday. Suddenly, there was a long noise. Then there was a strong light. A green ball covered with a cloth moved around the room. Invisible hands carried it. After a few moments, the green ball disappeared. "That was the Holy Grail," exclaimed King Arthur. "That is where Christ's body was kept after he was crucified." The knights were amazing. They all wanted to see the Holy Grail. Sir Gawain, a loyal knight, declared, "I want to look for the Grail for 1 year and one day." "Yes, I want to look for the Grail too," said another knight. All the knights wanted to travel to distant lands to find the Holy Grail. There was a great excitement at the round table. The King Arthur was very worried. He knew that his search for the Holy Grail was with a poor heart, so the Holy Grail. The three knights traveled to distant lands. After many dangerous adventures, they found the Holy Grail. When they saw it on a silver table, they thanked God for this great happiness.